Purpose isn't reserved for a chosen few. It awakens the moment you decide to answer your own call. This show is about inspiring you and helping you to remember that you also have a purpose.
Hi, welcome to an episode of Dear Maite. I thought that we would start by sharing with you a little bit about who I am, because it has been quite the journey to get here. And I wanted to give you a little bit about me so that you understand the perspective that I bring to this show. Currently, I am a transformational mindset and law of attraction coach. I work with women in particular to help them align their belief systems with what they want to manifest in their life, because I truly believe that we are creating our reality always. I say all the time, we're either doing it intentionally or by default. And it has been quite the journey that I have been on. So I wanted to share that with you. I'm also the owner of this bookstore here in Dunedin, Florida, called Nurture Mind, Body, Spirit. And it is a dream of mine that I had when I was in my 20s and walked into this beautiful store called the Garland of Letters in Philadelphia. And I felt at home and I felt like, oh my God, that's what I want. And I did an ayahuasca journey back in November of 2023. And my intention going into that experience was that I wanted Mother Aya to give me clarity around the next chapter in my life and also to remove all the barriers. And I came back from that experience right before Thanksgiving. And by March of 2024, Nurture was birthed. And it has been an incredible experience, from just having the bookstore to now owning the event space also, and really becoming a part of the spiritual community or the conscious community here in Dunedin, and being involved with the chamber and just really these organizations and these practitioners who are like-minded and really are wanting to raise consciousness and help people to have their best lives by providing workshops and events that are a little different so that people can have an expansion of their experience. But where did all this start? So I grew up in Miami to a Cuban mother and a Venezuelan father. And it was interesting. My mom came, I want to say 1959, maybe a little earlier. So before Castro took control of Cuba, my grandfather kind of knew what was happening. So he brought the family here. My mother met my father at the university and they got married. When I was 8 years old, my parents got divorced. And shortly thereafter, I was molested by a family member. And I share that because that has been a really significant event in my life that I have had to address, because it just affects your life in so many different ways. And I have experienced that from a crazy time in high school. I skipped a grade, having gone to summer school for 4 summers. I ended up doing a half of year of 9th grade and then moving into 10th grade. So I did a half a year of 9th grade, a half a year of 10th grade, and then moved into 11th grade. And that's significant because I don't know that I was really mature enough to handle being in high school. And that was a whole thing. I struggled a lot in my teen years internally, didn't fit in had lots of friends, but didn't feel like I belonged and didn't feel connected. My early college life was crazy. While I graduated top 10% of my class and got a scholarship to attend community college, because of everything that was going on internally with me, I was making really poor choices and ended up losing my scholarship and making the decision that I needed to move out of Miami. And I went away to school. I went to the University of Florida, where I met an amazing group of friends and sort of got my life back on track, let's just say. Ended up meeting my first husband. There's a whole story attached to that. And as soon as we got married, we moved away. We moved back. He was from New Jersey, so we moved to New Jersey. He was doing his internship because we'd been together through medical school, and we moved up there for his internship. Moved to Philadelphia for his residency, and we ended up getting separated during that time. I was not prepared for what it truly meant to be married. I was not prepared for what it meant to be a doctor's wife, even though that was what I was supposed to do. And so we ended up getting divorced. That was a very challenging time for me. I spent a lot of time in therapy during that time, during our relationship, after our relationship, trying to figure out like what was going on with me. I've always been a spiritual person, and those beliefs have been sort of in the back of who I am. During that time, I got a job working for an organization that I ended up working for 20 years. Had a great career. I traveled. I met a lot of people. I helped a lot of families, worked with a lot of state agencies to place kids. It was really, really cool. And my position was eliminated, and that threw me into a whole new dynamic, which is almost 10 years ago. Prior to that, though, a couple of things happened. I met my second husband, and prior to us getting married, I had a miscarriage. We got married, and then I got pregnant with my son, Max, who now is 26 years old. Another significant event for me was the fact that when my son was 5 months old, my husband died unexpectedly in Miami while we were on vacation. And there's a whole story attached to that. And I was devastated. I felt really angry. And again, back to therapy to manage all of those feelings and disappointments and loss. And at the same time, there were two beliefs that I held true to me 100%. One of them was that everything happens for a reason and it's always for my highest good. So even though I could not understand why this had happened, I knew that. I knew that to be true. What is the other one now that I'm thinking about it? Everything always happens for a reason, and everything is always working out for me. So I just put those two together. And I knew that to be true. So what do? You kind of like get focused and you do what you have to do. Thankfully, I had this great career, and that really helped provide the support that I needed being a single parent and working the kind of job that I had at the time. I had a couple of relationships, but in 2005 to 2010, I moved to Florida. I was living up north and I moved to Florida. And I met a man. And there are two things that I am extremely grateful for that relationship, because typically what I refer to that relationship as is a very toxic relationship. But there were two really important things that came out of that. Number one, my dog, Namasalama, because the CEO of my company bought Max a dog, my son. But this gentleman that I was involved with was self-employed and basically took care of training him and loving him and providing him an incredible amount of love and attention. And that dog was the best dog. And so when we finally split up after a very tumultuous 4.5 years, I kept the dog, and he was the most incredible companion for me for 13 and a half years, and he passed away last year. So the care that that man gave to that dog, I reaped the rewards of that, and it was just incredible. The second thing that happened was that I believe in law of attraction. I believe that we attract where we are. What we put out there is what we attract. And so if I attracted such a toxic relationship, what did that say about me? Like, what was going on with me? So I took that very seriously. And that's basically where my journey really began in terms of really understanding myself. Like, I understood myself in terms of therapy and family dynamics and that kind of thing, but a spiritual understanding of why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing and how I'm supposed to treat myself and all of those things really started after that relationship. Now, around that time, while I had an incredible job, we had been bought by private equity, and I was struggling in that job. I wasn't feeling valued anymore. There were so many changes happening, but I was stuck. I was feeling stuck. I was feeling like I was too old. I was feeling like, how was I ever going to get a job that paid me what this job was paying me? Like, all of those limiting beliefs, I was feeling really stuck. A girlfriend of mine, Carolyn, who's still a dear friend of mine, reintroduced me to Abraham Hicks, and that changed everything. When I heard the episode, for whatever reason, you know how it is, the same when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Well, Abraham Hicks was my teacher. And in that video, what he talked about was that if you want things to change, then you have to change. And maybe I had heard that a million times, but in that moment, it felt different to me. It felt like liberation, because here I was needing and wanting and not being very clear about what was going to change on the outside that was going to help me to have things be different, when what he was saying to me is that it's all here. It's all internally. Like, you are the creator of your reality. And at that time, what I understood was that, you know, I can feel good or I can feel bad. And if I feel bad, that means that I'm not seeing myself through the eyes of source, that I'm not seeing myself the way that my creator, the way that my higher self, God, whatever you call that, sees me. And that the focus of my attention is what will change things. So I started to make some changes in my life. I started to be more curious. I started to be more open about, like, what if? I started thinking about, of course, there's something that's going to change. Like, I know that there's possibility out there. And so the script that I had been saying in my head started to shift. And I now was more hopeful. And now I was doing things differently. I started a morning routine. I had always been the person that got up at the last possible minute after having hit the snooze 7 times, rushing to take a shower, get ready, grab whatever I needed to, and was always late. Like, that was how I started my day every day. So when I started my morning routine, that meant that I woke up earlier. That meant that I meditated. That meant that I had a gratitude practice where I wrote down things that I was grateful for every day. I journaled. I started to try different things, and that started to shift things. And that's when I ended up leaving corporate because they eliminated my position, which made sense. And they offered me a position in sales and marketing, but I had a 16-year-old at home. And so there was no way that I was going to continue to travel while he was left to his own devices. And granted, he was 16, so there wasn't like somebody that I could have come to the house to babysit him. But you know, the universe works in just incredible ways, because that year and a half that I spent at home doing network marketing, I promoted nutritional supplements. And that's how I started my personal brand in terms of inspiring and doing videos and motivating and doing it was just a really kind of magical time. I had a lot of people tell me that I should be a coach, but in my head, I kept thinking that coaching was like being a therapist, and I'd already made the decision that I did not want to be a therapist. So coaching just did not appeal to me until I needed a coach, because I had been doing network marketing for a year and a half, and I was just not being successful at it, and I couldn't understand why. And so the program of what's wrong with me, which can be a running theme that I have worked on for a long time, kept playing in my head. And so I figured, you know what, let me get a coach. Well, the coach that I got also felt like I could be a coach. And miraculously, there was a coaching certification in law of attraction, no less. And I got that. Now, meanwhile, I manifested a career, my end of career job, working at a very prestigious and cutting edge program up in New York. And I could not have been more excited about this opportunity. My son went off to college. I moved, and it was amazing. But I got in there, and let's just say that it was not what I thought it was going to be. And they let me go after 8 months. My girlfriend said, come live in Mount Dora until you figure it out. So March 1st, I get let go. April 1st, I'm at her house. And July 1st, I'm in Tampa, which is where I had wanted to live for a really long time. I thought that I was going to live in Tampa in my retirement. It came a little sooner than that. So I lived a year and a half up in North Tampa. And then through some different coincidences and synchronicities, I found this little town on the water called Dunedin, which is where I live now. And I was just telling the story of how many times when I lived up north, I would visit any kind of beach towns, you know, if like during the summer, whether it was in Maine or in Delaware or the Jersey Shore. And I was always think, wow, what would it be like to actually live in a place where you have access to the beach like that? Because even growing up in Miami, I was living in a city and you still had to drive a half hour to get to the beach. Here, I can ride my bike in 20 minutes. And I have a bike trail that goes behind my house, and I have an incredible group of friends here. And life is just amazing. It is amazing. I move here, I get a job, COVID hits, I get let go from that job. I decide to start my coaching business. And I was so excited about being a coach and helping people, particularly from a spiritual standpoint, because I want people to know that they have the ability to create their reality. I was doing it. I wanted to help other people do it as well. And what I didn't realize was that, number one, I had never owned my own business. I had no idea what I was doing. And I also didn't realize, I should have, but I didn't, that when you try anything new, something when you are taking that step into the unknown, all your stuff comes up. Every part of you that says, no, this is not a good idea. What are you doing? Like, go get a job. That's the safe thing to do. All the limiting beliefs around your abilities, your feelings of inadequacy, your fear of, can I make this happen? Your worry about, am I going to be able to make this happen? All of those things surfaced. And the amount of work that I did that year around all of that was pretty significant. A friend of mine offers me an opportunity and to go work for him, somebody that I had wanted to work for a long time. And I said yes. And I worked for that company for 2.5 years. And it was very frustrating because I had skills that could have been used. And continuously, I was not able to use the skills that I had to help the company grow and help me feel like I was growing and contributing in a meaningful way. They set me free in December of 2024. And so since then, I have been a solopreneur with two businesses, my coaching business and this beautiful bookstore and now event center. I tell you all this because I feel like I'm in an incredible position to help others create impact in their life. I have been through so much and continue to be in a place where I'm at peace. I practice gratitude all the time. I work on practicing non-judgment because I know that everybody is on a path, their own path. And who am I to judge? I always give people the benefit of the doubt because I don't know what they've been through. Like, I don't know what they've been through before they walk through the doors of my store. And so I feel like I'm in the perfect place right now to help others on their journey. And I feel so guided because I have seen what it has done in my life and I see where I am today. And I can look back on all the things that I have shared with you. And that's sort of like just the surface because each part of that has an entire story attached to it that is really profound. You know, we each have just amazing lives. And so I am just so blessed by the people in my circle, professionally as well as personally. And I know what it means to have a level of awareness of who you are, clarity around where you want to go. Because this life that I'm living right now is the life that I imagined years ago, almost 10 years ago, when I had the opportunity to really dream about like, okay, so this career job that I've had is done and I get to now create the life that I want. What do I want? And it is this, you know, it's not linear. It's circular. It's like a spiral. And thankfully, that spiral has just continued to be in an upward movement toward being able to just hold space for others, create safe spaces for people. And so it's just a really exciting time. So before we start with these Dear Maite episodes, I thought I'd share a little bit with you about what has transpired in my life. And yeah, so there you have it. Thank you for being here today. I hope this conversation reminds you that your presence, your gifts, and your purpose really matter. that you can create meaningful impact. If you want to continue to be supported and inspired, please make sure to follow this channel and tune in each week as we continue to explore what happens when you live intentionally and from your highest truth. Until then, my name is Maite Dusso. Go out there and inspire your best life, and remember that the world needs the impact only you can make.